So he talks about the fact that for the people not at the highest level, not at the low level, but they're not at the highest level, how to reach for greatness and avodas Hashem for a meticulous service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is to realize that the seats in Gan Eden are given out according to what we accomplish in this world. And if that's the case, I don't want to wind up with a seat in the bleachers. No, I'd like to have a box seat. Maybe even I'd like to have a skybox in Gan Eden. And that's going to come about if we do the things in this world that we're supposed to do. And then he points to something, a psychology which afflicts many in this world. In the Yeshma Psoim, there are some people that are foolish. They're just always looking for the easy way out. Shiyamru, their attitude is Loman Yageya, Yaga Tzmeinu, Kol Kach Hasidus Appreciates. Listen, why do I have to be so holy and so from whom? As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at me as a Rasha that he should send downstairs to Gehenna, I'm happy. You have to have a seat in the miserable in Gan Eden. No, I'll get a back seat. As long as they let me in the door, they don't bar the door from me, I'm happy. I'm not trying to get to the front. If I don't have a big chelik, I learn a chelik kotel. Listen, Gan Eden's a great thing. So any share in Gan Eden is phenomenal. So what do I have to worry about having the biggest share in Gan Eden? I have a share in Gan Eden. You know, you have a share of the Saudi royal family's wealth. You know, so one guy's $1 billion. Okay, never, I only have 10 million. There's nothing to cry about. So if they let you into Gan Eden, you're a wealthy man. Or I'm not going to go nuts in this world because I want to get from the super rich in Gan Eden. Omnom, Ramchal says, Shela Echad Nishomer. So I'll ask them one question. And I want to explore if what they're telling me is actually what they believe. It's actually that they don't really care about what they're going to say, but I just want to lay it out. My question is, how about in this world, if you're next door neighbor, he's more successful than you are. He has a bigger house than you have. He has a fancier car than you have. He goes on fancier vacations than you. In this world, he says, this is a passing, it's a transient world. But tell me, he says, in this world, are you able to say, Niros Echad, Echavareim Chubod, and he's more dignified and more honored than you are, Nusan, he has a more important position, and therefore, you're one of the guys, the backbenchers, and he's one of the community leaders. He's so happy about it. You accept it so simply. And I'm going to extend the question a little more, the Ramchal says. Kol shekein echad me'avdeya. Suppose a person he's my maid, he's my servant, he works for me, he cleans the floor in my house. And now all of a sudden he became the mayor of town. Or the people that have to go and beg for alms. And all of a sudden one of them becomes high and mighty. Can I accept that so readily? I'm comfortable with that? Although it's terrible, tell me honestly, the Rambam says, you won't be upset by that, that your blood won't boil? He says, be honest, he says, no, vadai, it's certain, you know, in the royals, koa. He says, we won't be able, people can't accept it in this world that others are more prestigious than they are. He says, most of what people do in this world is for what purpose? To get it 3 steps ahead of the guy, my next door neighbor, the guy that sits next to me in shul. And I should be accepted in another notch upward of society. You know, I shouldn't have to be with the millionaires. I should be with the 100 millionaires. I shouldn't have to be with the 100 millionaires. I should sit with the billionaires. I want to sit at the billionaire table at the dinner. Why? This is normal that people are jealous of one another. When I see others get ahead and I remain behind, there's only one answer. People don't accept that lightly in this world. They only accept it because they have no choice. What can I do? Can't catch up to the guy. He's ahead of me. But if you ask me, am I comfortable with that situation? He says, Ram Pal says, be honest. And especially, he's talking, remember, it could be earlier in this parak, he was talking to people at a very, very high madrig, at a super high level. And to them, COVID, they were beyond COVID, as he says. COVID meant nothing to them in this world, and it's certainly not going to mean anything to them in Olam Haba. But when we go down a step, he says, well, we still have a taste for COVID. And if you're not at the highest levels, we all have a taste for COVID. If we have a taste for COVID in this world, he said, then what are we going to be like in Olam Haba? When they give out, when nothing's going to change, when they give out the places in Olam Haba, they're going to be for eternity. And this guy that I looked down upon my whole life, he's 10 rows ahead of me, 50 rows ahead of me. No, he's sitting. He could see Moshe Rabbeinu clearly from where he's sitting. And I put binoculars, I could barely see. So Ram Chal says, so what is the answer when I tell people, well, listen, I don't have to have the biggest seat, the best seat in Gan Eden, as long as they give me a seat. He says, is that the reality of what you're about? Or that's just, you want to be lazy. You want the easy way out. So now for this world, you tell yourself, you tell others, listen, I just need a seat in Gan Eden, that's all. Just they should let me into the party. If they let me in, I don't care if I'm on table number one or table number 531. It's all the same. She said, you really mean honest with yourself? The reason that I accept someone ahead of me in this world, I have no means of stopping him. It's like that it disturbs me. He says, if that's the case, if in this world I can't sit behind others, and what does it mean in this world? It doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's only outward. A person that seems high and mighty is shav sheker. It's rooted in this, in what's untrue. So if I can live with that, despite the fact that it's untrue, and it's really in this world that ultimately lacks meaning. So how could it be that I could accept that I'll be behind those that I'm ahead of them in this world. And it burns me up that there are people that are ahead of me in this world that I can't catch up to. Then I'm going to come to Olam Haba, and the guys that I looked down upon my whole life, and they were always three steps under me, I'm going to be a step below them. So Ram Chal says, you really telling me, Ram Chal says, that you can live with this, you can accept this, not going to bother you? He says, if you tell it to me, you're kidding me, and you're kidding yourself. You're not being honest about the way you look at life, and the way you look at the world. And as he wrote before, people strive ultimately nosi akomu shiyuchol losim akomu ben arom and v'yosim. I look to place my seat in the highest social spot that I can in the world. My brother-in-law Shimon Brook Shlita, the Zeder of Ben Zion Brook, the Chatzalik Ruvrocha, was one of the great Devardik of Ali Musa. And he said the following. He said, 95% of what we do in this world is because of my yomru, because of our covenant, and not for any other reason. But he said, and I won't only assert it to you, I'm going to prove it to you. So I want to ask you one question. He says, answer. If any of us would be like other Marishim, the one and only person in the world, there's no other person in the world. That's it. There's the Rabbeinu Shalom in us. He says, tell me, he says, how fancy would a house have to be? How fancy would our car have to be? How fancy would our clothes have to be? Whatever it is, it would be, who cares? It's functional. So why, how come in this world we don't live that way? Very simple, because we're not like other Mauritian alone. We have a whole world of friends and neighbors. And my young group, what will they say about us? He says, 95% of what we do in this world is because of my young group. Because we want to look that we've arrived in the eyes of others. That's what's significant to us. That's what's important to us in this world. So Rav Chaim says, if it's important to us in this world, so how could we begin to argue that an Olam Haba, where it does matter, where a person that's sitting further to the Mizrach means he accomplished more in this world, and he deserves to be more honored, and I'm going to be behind him, and you know what? L'Olam Haba forever. I'm never going to escape this. Until eternity, he'll be ahead of me and I'll be behind. Is that something I honestly can accept? So Ram Chal is telling us this has to be the motivation. The motivation is in terms of what the person understands. If we're not at the super highest level, we understand covered. It's a very normal part of the human being. If we understand COVID, then Ram Chal says we should use our insight into COVID, in the COVID of this world, to give us insight into the COVID of Olam Haba, and to use that motivation. So here a little bit is what we say, what David HaMelech said, B'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol lo'odecha. What does b'chol levavecha mean? The shnei yitzrecha, with the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hara. So the Ram Chal is telling us here, the desire for covet ultimately stems from the Yetzer Hara. It's very difficult to overcome that Yetzer Hara, to be at a super high level. But if we're not at a super high level, so what does the Ram Chal advise us? Understand that pursuit of Olam Haba from the prism of the Yetzer Hara of covet in this world is to use the Yetzer Hara, to use, in fact, our desire for covet, which ultimately we would hope we could surpass and leave it behind. But presently we haven't. And we're in the midst of that level. So then use that motivation of that level. Use the Yetzer Hara covered, which is normal, except if you're a super high level. Use that as a means of striving for the Hamon. So we can use everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We can use the Yetzer Tov, we can use the Yetzer Hara. Even where we are perhaps somewhat deficient, I would say grossly deficient, because you have to be in a super high madrega to rise above it. But even where we are somewhat deficient, and we're not at the super high level of the first people that seek Shlemus, so we still have a time to cover. We have a tam for covet, we appreciate covet, then use it to get us to the level. Good night, Rabbi Isai. It's time for Mincha.